Gary, these visitors claimed to you, and they told you some incredible things as well. Tell us a little bit about the migration from Mars to Earth of intelligent life.
Sure. I should preface that by saying that when they told me things like this, they always said that, you know, this is the way that it appeared to happen within what they called the script of time and space. And the reason they put it that way was because what we see is actually not true. We're actually seeing an optical illusion. It's very much like Albert Einstein described it. He said that a man's experience is an optical delusion of his consciousness. And the reason that's true is because, you know, we're actually seeing things as though they appear to be outside of us when they're really not. And we'll probably get into that as we go along. But within that script of time and space, the way that they put it, we weren't actually originally from Earth. Human beings actually migrated to Earth from Mars, and not only that, they didn't originate on Mars either. They actually got there from someplace else. And this is a migration that they said was more of an escape than a migration. And according to them, human types have built many advanced civilizations and destroyed them, and that has also happened here on Earth, and that we've been here on this planet a lot longer than we think that we've been. Now, the biggest argument that I had and that other people have had against that idea that we migrated here from Mars is the idea that chimp DNA and human DNA is so similar. So people are always looking for evolution on this planet, and they assume that we evolved from apes rather than migrating here. However, since then, my teachers have explained that DNA all over the solar, not just our solar system, but all over the universe, is very similar in many ways. And they said that there's a scientific theory that explains that that's called panspermia. And that's where the seeds of life travel as microbes between, you know, faraway celestial localities. So you actually have, you know, this genesis of life traveling all over the universe and starting life in many different areas. On Earth, these microbes are called hypothermophiles. That's a mouthful, hyperthermophiles.
I'm glad you had to say it, not me, Gary.
Yeah, these are microbes that live very high temperatures and that form the deepest branches of the tree of life. And they were the earliest inhabitants of the Earth. And it was these microbes that came here and started the life that eventually ended up as apes and chimpanzees. And that explains why our DNA is so similar to the DNA of apes. But not only that, we also have very similar DNA in certain cases when it comes to extraterrestrials and life from other planets. So, you know, these extraterrestrials that are visiting Earth, in some cases they have very similar DNA to us. So it's not a question of evolution so much as this, you know, traveling of these microbes all through the solar system and spreading life. And in a similar way, we actually migrated from one planet to another and eventually ended up here on Earth. And the technology that got us here was mostly destroyed on Mars, and this is actually millions of years ago. So scientists today will only want to date us back in the latest cycle of life on this planet, when the truth is there is solid scientific evidence of human beings being on this planet for much, much longer.
When the visitation occurred, Gary, you know, we read ancient texts, and if you look at the stories of Greek mythology, what Zechariah Sitchin has written in his interpretation of the Sumerian texts, is it possible that when the Martians came here, and they are us, that all of a sudden the stories evolved that they were gods? Is that possibly how it was done?
I think that's entirely possible. And then what you have is kind of like a situation where, once again, you have that building of the civilization that is destroyed, but there are some remaining, you know, people with the power of technology who may seem like gods, who seem to be better than others, until they too kind of like fall by the wayside. And that's kind of like what happened with Atlantis and with other things in the history of the Earth, which will also surface in the future. It's just that our history is not what we really think about. It goes back much further than we realize, and it's much different than this myopic view that we have at the present time. So that's very interesting. And once again, the thing to remember about gods, for example, is that any gods that we see with perception, any gods that we see with the body's eyes, are by definition false gods and false idols, because the only source that we have would have to be whole and complete and perfect. My teachers described God as perfect love, and they weren't really willing to compromise on that whatsoever. But underneath that thought system is the underlying idea that if God is perfect love, then he himself would not be able to create anything that was not perfect.